The Executive Secretary of the Constitution Review Commission, Dr. Raymond Atuguba, says government's acceptance of its recommendations and the issuance of the white paper is a clear demonstration of regard for the people. The report also represents the collective wisdom of the people of Ghana. Dr. Atuguba explained to Agatha Samoa on a current affairs program behind the news how the commission came by those recommendations.
It's exciting that government has accepted 90% and more of the recommendations of the Constitution Review Commission. It just shows that the collective wisdom of the people of Ghana that has been represented in the report has found favor with the government.
Now, the commission was set up 2 years ago to review the 1992 Constitution. How did you arrive at your recommendations?
Over the two-year period, there was an extensive consultation exercise, and many people know what took place. Millions of Ghanaians had the opportunity to interact with the commission, and through a process of deliberation, consensus building, research and analysis.
Government's white paper on the Constitution continues to attract varied opinions from a section of the population. A political analyst, Dr. Kabu Okai-Davis, called for circumspection in taking decisions on their recommendations. He said the retention of the four-year renewable term of the presidency is laudable.
I think we should retain 4 year renewable term of the presidency, because mature democracy, especially in the case of the United States, which its model we are emulating, shows that too much, and especially considering the political history of Africa since decolonization, too much political power too long a term can lead to certain consequences which may not be pleasant, especially in the case of Ghana. From the First Republic, the Second Republic, the Third Republic, and now we are in the longest republic, which is the Fourth Republic. This is auguring well for us, and I think we should maintain it. Concerning the factor of the presidency paying taxes, I think it's good as well, because if you realize, the informal sector is larger than even the formal sector. And the informal sector, so many companies, businesses, self-employed are all participating in the economy without paying taxes. Of course, from a political point of view, you hear people saying, if there's so much misuse of government funding or government funds or government revenue, why should I pay tax?
Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo is proposing a five-year term for the presidential mandate instead of the four-year term.
The argument is that Ghanaians don't have the patience to wait beyond 4 years, you know, and that we are very impatient to see the back of a president once he has done his term, especially if it is two term of 8 years. And so because we have a short attention span in this exercise, the argument is that let's allow the 4 years to go. But I think that our young democracy and an economy that is not that strong, we would have been better off by going for a five-year term. We have a five-year mandate in which the president will spend 3 years organizing himself, spend the next 4 years before he then prepares for an election and goes into campaigning. But right now, he spends 1 year getting himself identified with the system, doing the appointments and organizing, you know, getting to understand the system. By the time he enters the second year, there's already an agitation by the opposition that in 2 years he has done no job, he has done nothing, and he needs to go away for another person to come. How can you spend 2 years with that? But it's not the fault of the president-elect, the president at the time. I would have wished that we allow 5 years tenure of office.
Meanwhile, a constitutional lawyer, Nana Santi Bediatu, thinks reviewing the constitution is in the right direction since there are gaps which need to be bridged.
I think it's a timely intervention. I think some of us have found that there are gaps in the constitution that need a tightening up. I think there are those who've argued that perhaps through the process of judicial interpretation, some of those gaps could have been filled. But I think 20 years is not too soon to take a look at some of the grey areas and the gaps that have been identified in the constitution, as well as those that are not gaps but are clearly unworkable within the framework of our democratic experience today.
And what also do you make of the recommendations of the Constitution Review Commission and the issuance of the white paper by government?
I don't recall every single one of the recommendations they made, but I think some of the ones that I did not believe, for example, that we should extend the presidential term beyond the 4 years. I did not believe that we should allow allow people to be in office for more than two terms, whether consecutively or not. I think two terms is enough. And I did not think that it was wise to restrict the president's choice of ministers to 50% having to come from parliament. So some of the headline items I agree with, and I think it's in the right direction.
Those were views expressed by a section of the public on government's acceptance of the recommendations made by the Constitution Review Committee on the issuance of the government's white paper.